big expansion, requiring massive capital for railroads, steel, and manufacturing. Investment banks began underwriting securities to raise money for these ventures. The modern concept of underwriting, where banks purchase securities from issuers and resell them to investors, emerged prominently in this period. J.P. Morgan & Co., established in the late 19th century, exemplified the rise of American investment banking. John Pierpont Morgan was instrumental in consolidating industries such as steel and electricity, and his firm underwrote significant bond issues for the U.S. government and corporations. One of the most notable examples was the financing of U.S. Steel, the first billion-dollar corporation, in the year 1901. Glass-Steagall Act and Separation of Commercial and Investment Banking, 1933. The Wall Street crash of 1929 and the subsequent Great Depression led to scrutiny of the financial system, particularly the perceived conflicts of interest between commercial banking and investment banking. In response, the U.S. Congress passed the Banking Act of 1933, commonly known as the Glass-Steagall Act. This law mandated a structural separation between commercial banks, which accept deposits and make loans, and investment banks, which underwrite and trade securities. The rationale was to prevent commercial banks from engaging in speculative activities using depositors' funds. Major financial institutions had to split the operations. For example, J.P. Morgan & Co. divided into two entities, Morgan Stanley, an investment bank, and J.P. Morgan, a commercial bank. This era saw investment banking become a more distinct, specialized industry focused on capital markets, underwriting, mergers and acquisitions, and advisory services operating separately from deposit-taking institutions. Post-World War II expansion and globalization, 1940s to 1980s. Following World War II, investment banking entered a phase of robust growth and international expansion. The post-war economic boom, reconstruction in Europe under the Marshall Plan, and rising globalization created demand for cross-border financial services. U.S. investment banks such as Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, and Merrill Lynch expanded globally, assisting multinational corporations with capital raising and merger activities. The Eurobond market, emerging in the 1960s, became a major innovation. These were bonds issued in a currency different from the country of issue and were largely unregulated, attracting issuers and investors seeking flexibility. Another milestone was the development of financial instruments such as derivatives and mortgage-backed securities. Investment banks began packaging loans and selling them to investors, increasing liquidity in financial markets. This set the stage for future growth, but also increased complexity and risk. Deregulation and the rise of universal banks, 1980s to early 2000s. The late 20th century was characterized by deregulation and consolidation in the financial services industry. In the United States, the Glass-Steagall restrictions began to loosen. By the time the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act was passed in the year 1999, the formal separation between commercial and investment banking had been repealed. This deregulation led to the rise of universal banks, institutions that combined commercial and investment banking services under one roof. Citigroup,